Temptations have always been a natural part of life ever since the beginning of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Therefore, to be tempted is to naturally be humans. Even Jesus Christ got tempted. And we heard at the end of the gospel reading today, the devil parted from him for a time. So throughout his own life, Jesus was tempted, even though he was God. As fully God and fully man, Jesus experienced everything that we experience except sin, and that includes temptation itself. Yet, temptation can only happen when real choices are given, especially when those choices are something personal, real, connected, or could have an effective reality for us. Temptation can only happen when real choices are given. The gospel today reminds us that Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit. So sometimes in our own very life, we have asked why God led us into the desert as well. Why have you abandoned me? Why do you allow this to happen to me? Yet, even though it is hard, it is an important reminder that He is always with us. If He permit or allowed us to be led into the desert, He will not abandon us. Yet, in the desert, we're not alone. We're never alone. Even though God is with us, there's always the evil one who is lurking, waiting for the right moment to attack. St. Ignatius of Loyola reminds us that the devil is like a good general who studies his opponent each day, every time, and he waits for the right moment and the right time, for he knows when we're the weakest. And today, after 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry, and he attacked Jesus. You see, too, in our own very life, when we are the weakest, that's when we get attacked. We don't go into desolation when we're all happy and good. The devil, he expands and he locks us in our own despair and negativity. He waits the moments when we're in trial, when we're in the desert, when we feel like everything is going wrong. Then he attacks. The first temptation that Jesus had to experience today is the experience of turning stones into bread. This temptation equates to the desire to satisfy everything that we want now, immediately, right now. On a world of social media, Instagram, instant gratification, when I want something, I want it now. So this first temptation is the temptation of the consumeristic world. All of our desires and want can be desires. If God cannot give me what I want, then I'm going to turn to an ideology, a system, a company, or whoever else going to satisfy my desire. And we allowed ourselves to be controlled by our own appetites. Whatever I want, I cannot control myself anymore. So I'm going to just satisfy whatever my appetite is feeling at this moment. Yet, we are not beasts who chase after our appetites and our desires. We have been taught and are called to practice self-control as to discern and make all decisions for the greater good. Many times in life, we have learned, and this is a hard lesson for me especially, many times in life that we have learned that a no is a greater yes for someone else, for something else greater. Every no is a greater yes to someone else or something else greater. And that's hard. Especially when this world can satisfy that and tell us that we can find anything that we want here and now. The second temptation that Jesus encountered, and we will encounter as his disciples too, is the temptation of power. Especially the power to influence or manipulate others. Our world thinks and teaches us that it is important to have power in order to influence others and to get what we want. We were taught to be powerful in order to get attention, in order to make a name for ourselves, and in order to be more appealing or in control than others who are around us. Power gives me security. Power gives me a greater edge or greater leverage on other people with the temptation of power. We think that the more power we have, the more happiness we're going to gain. But that in itself is a lie. The third temptation is the one of desire to seek, to find, and to have the impossible. Greed have no ending. It is the desire to push the limits and wanting to be the one to do it just because we can. And the world admire these people and call them avant-garde. We have seen people who have chased after false gods, idols, and things that to help them get what they want more than anyone else can have. We chase after our greed, and it feeds on the desire to have ourselves at the center and focal point of everything. And we're going to do it at all costs. We're going to objectify people, and we will manipulate people to get what we want. It's sad, yet we see it going on miles a days. With all three temptations, we see that the devil wittingly asked the Lord, and in his turn, us as well, his disciples, to give into our appetite, our immediate gratification, our greed, and our desire to be in control. And the only weapon against these repetitive and tempting lies is the power of prayer. And from prayer flows self-control, prudence, courage, wisdom, and the lights. It requires that we take some time to sift through the emotions, the sentiments, the lies, and the manipulation in order to see the truth, people for who they are, and things for who they try to present themselves underneath all the facades. It requires a personal, intimate, and firm relationship with God, knowing his teachings, seeking his will, and especially the courage to stand and to do what is right. It's always hard to make good choices. It's always hard to do what is right and what is just. Because this world is telling us we can do whatever we want as long as the outcome is favorable to us. Yet, God is asking us to seek the truth. The Carmelite sisters down in Patzún, Guatemala, in their cloister garden, there are big words in Spanish that roughly translate, "It is better to speak to God than to speak about God." It is better to speak to God than to speak about God. We have seen too many politicians who speak about God. We have seen so many people who speak about God. We have seen many people who lied about God. who have taken the time to speak to God first. Last weekend, we are told that from the fullness of one heart, the mouth speak. So if our heart is not full of God, then who do we speak? If our heart is not connected with God, then what are we speaking about? It is very easy to just say that we know about God. He exists right there, out there. He's good. But we haven't spent the time to deepen our relationship with Him. This relationship requires prayer and the gifts of ourselves to truly deepen our faith and to be firm in our resolves to do what is right and what is just, even at times when it's easier to choose other choices. This goes beyond lip service and intellectual assumption that there is a God out there and I know of Him and that's good enough. This willingness and journey of faith will take us from our very own comfort zone, the things that we have built for ourselves, the lies and the facade that we put up so people can truly look at us different than our small ego and our fragile self is trying to hide. The things that we have built, the thing that we're so used to, it takes a willingness and a journey oftentimes into the desert of nothingness, of trials, of temptation. Yet, look back in your own life and my life. When do we grow the most? When do we mature the most? It is often during these periods of the desert that we grow, that we mature, that we learn to listen and find our foundation in God on a very personal and intimate level. I've told you many times that I kick and then scream in my prayer a lot. Perhaps you don't see it. But oftentimes, I yell out to God. But at the end of the day, I can know deep within my heart, and this is the heart knowledge, that God never abandoned me, and He will never abandon you. When everything that we have grown used to is taken away from us or not available to us now, we become more focused on who is like giving. In letting go of what is important, we hold on to what is important. In trials, we will be shaken. But He is always with us through the temptation and the hardship. Therefore, it is remember to stand firm in our prayer, our faith, and our relationship with Him. For it is better to speak to God than to speak about God.